Hey everyone, Avery Hott here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's ups and downs with a little stoic wisdom sprinkled in. Today we're diving deep into a topic that's plagued humanity since, well, forever. Perfectionism. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing an unattainable ideal? You know, that nagging voice telling you your work isn't good enough, your accomplishments aren't impressive enough, or you just haven't reached peak human potential yet. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to silence the inner critic and actually enjoy the journey instead of obsessing over the destination? Buckle up, folks, because today we're arming ourselves with some serious stoic strategies to manage perfectionism and those pesky unrealistic expectations. Let's get real for a minute. Perfectionism can masquerade as ambition, right? It feels good to strive for excellence, to push boundaries, and want to be our best selves. But the line blurs when the striving becomes an obsession, a constant source of anxiety and self-doubt. So how do we find that sweet spot? The Stoics had some brilliant insights on this. First up, focus on what's within your control. This is a big one, friends. We can't control the outcome of everything. Sometimes things just happen, good or bad, and that's okay. What we can control is our response, our effort, and our mindset. Think of it like this. You can control how hard you train for a marathon, but you can't control the weather on race day. But guess what? If you trained your butt off, you'll be proud of yourself no matter the outcome. Next, practice self-compassion. Ever notice how we're way harder on ourselves than we are on others? Yeah, that inner critic needs a serious timeout. The Stoics taught us to treat ourselves with kindness and understanding, just like we would a good friend. When you make a mistake, don't beat yourself up about it, learn from it, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Embrace the power of enough. This is a game changer. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us we need more, bigger, better. But what if enough is truly enough? Imagine the peace that comes from appreciating what you have instead of chasing something elusive. Another powerful Stoic tool. Reframe your perspective. When those negative thoughts creep in, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Is it serving me? Often, our worries are based on assumptions and fears, not facts. By consciously choosing to focus on the positive and what we can control, we can shift our entire outlook. And finally, remember that progress over perfection is the key. It's not about being flawless, it's about showing up consistently, putting in the effort, and celebrating every small victory along the way. So let's say you're working on a project, maybe a presentation for work or a creative endeavor, and that inner critic starts whispering doubts. This isn't good enough, you'll never finish it, everyone else is better than you. Sound familiar? What if you paused, took a deep breath, and applied some of those Stoic strategies we just talked about? You could remind yourself to focus on your effort and process, not the outcome. You could practice self-compassion and acknowledge that setbacks are part of the journey. You could even reframe those negative thoughts by asking yourself, what can I learn from this challenge? Or how can I make this experience more enjoyable? See what I mean? It's like having a superpower. Listen, managing perfectionism is a lifelong practice, not a one-time fix. But by incorporating these Stoic principles into your daily life, you can start to reclaim your peace of mind and enjoy the journey, imperfections and all. Remember, you're already amazing just as you are. Don't let the pursuit of perfection rob you of that joy. So go out there, embrace the messiness, and keep striving towards a more fulfilling life. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little Stoic armor in their lives. See you all tomorrow for another dose of mental strength.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.